Praise be Jesus and Mary. Here we celebrate Saint Benedict of Nursia, who in his earlier years worked in the city of Rome, and after several years seeing its decadence, left the city for solitude and went to a mountain called Subiaco, and there founded his first monastery, which would be a community of monks living in community. He would form what would be known as the monastic life, the life of living in one. Monastic comes from the Greek word mono, which means one. They would live and work together. They would pray together. They would recreate together. They would do all together. And his motto was to be ores et laborens, work and pray. Actually, I should say pray and work, because of course we put God first and everything is centered on our relationship with God. And thus Saint Benedict would become known as the father of monasticism. Later, he would found then the community also in Cassino, where there still is today the great abbey known as Monte Cassino. Because the abbey is founded on the hill, on the mountain, overlooking the city itself of Cassino. And these would become centers of learning, because their main work would be set up schools. They became centers of learning in rather large communities in their day. And this is where it ends. And today you can still venerate both two saints, actually, Saint Benedict and his sister, Saint Scholastica, both buried at Monte Cassino. But what our saint represents for us today, by the way, he's also co-patron of Europe. As his influence, the influence of his work in founding his monasteries, which would then found filial monasteries in other areas and wells as well, starting in France, very famous known abbey of Cluny in France, from which another one would spring as well in Spain, Sahagún. Anyways, there were several. But placing God first, at the center of our lives. And even our work centered on God. Of course, it starts with our prayer. That we seek always in every prayer, in every action, and it should be continued prayer, our relationship with God, starting right here and now on earth. Our relationship with God, our love for Him. So much so that everything centers on Him. Thus it is we become saints, holy. And we respond to our call to holiness. Our union with God, which starts here, and then let us pray we get there in paradise. And that will be our life. That is what it will be, our complete, total union with God. Let us start even now. Here in this life, on the prayer and example of Saint Benedict, that we begin our union with God, all centered on Him. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.